This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. With an election almost a month away, pro-life groups are working to persuade pro-life voters to vote November 6th. Abortion-friendly groups are spending millions to take over Congress and protect abortion interests. Pro-life observers note that the election is polarizing candidates over abortion, one California candidate challenging a pro-life incumbent in a race for the U.S. House is bragging that he proudly supports abortion up to birth, an opinion held by only 14-30% of Americans. Recent news that the Department of Health and Human Services canceled abortion specimen contracts at the FDA may be just the tip of the iceberg. Critics say the FDA is spending over $100 million on fetal research and that other FDA contracts avoid donations to research from miscarriage and still use abortion specimens. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. In other headlines, a three-judge panel of the D.C. Court of Appeals heard lawyers with the Department of Justice challenge an ACLU suit that seeks abortion for illegal immigrant minors in custody as an overly broad class action. And abortion advocates are attacking those who are part of the Gosnell movie. Gosnell comes to theaters October 14th. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.